Jackson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 29th of October, 2011. We have Sheriff Richard Mack waiting in the wings. And Rich, I got an email from Rich. He wanted me to point out that centralization of the means of communication and transportation into the hands of the state is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, and that's a very good point. Certainly, the FCC, the advent of the FCC, and all of these control mechanisms for the communications, and now we have this situation going on in Congress. As I said a moment ago with Ron in Missouri, we were talking about the fact that they have the Stop Online Piracy Act. Under the guise of stopping piracy, they're going to be working to shut down, basically, from the domain system. They're going to be using top-level domains and shutting down whole domains under the guise of protecting, stopping piracy and what have you. And there are many domains that actually host a variety of websites, and shutting down one domain, you could shut down a whole lot of the Internet. But this is a very dangerous precedent. This is heading in the direction where we're seeing a control of the Internet. You know, first it's going to be piracy, you know, and you say, well, you know, why should I care? Because I'm not going to be distributing any movies. I'm not going to be distributing any songs that I shouldn't distribute or something that's licensed to a particular company. But this is the slippery slope that we face, ladies and gentlemen. You know, today it's under the guise of stopping piracy, tomorrow it'll be under the guise of stopping terrorist or terrorist activity. And what's a terrorist today? Anything the government says is a terrorist today. We've already seen with some of these Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, and some of the other fusion centers around the country where they have a defined constitutional patriots and people who believe in common law and common law courts. And the Constitution, well, if you believe in that stuff, you must be a domestic terrorist, or at least a potential domestic terrorist. So, you know, the fix is in, I guess, is what I'm saying here. We have to stop these measures while we have time, while we have the opportunity, and while we can still get the information out. And that's why I think networks like this is so important. All right. We've got a few-minute break here. When we come back, we're going to bring up Sheriff Richard Mack, and we'll talk about, you know, a wide variety of things. I'd like to touch upon Fast and Furious again. Maybe he's got some additional information about it, and other things pertaining to law enforcement, and certainly your phone calls are welcome as well. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue. Some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting today. We're bringing up Sheriff Richard Mack right now this hour. Sheriff Mack was in law enforcement for many years until he one day realized that as he was writing a traffic ticket, and we talked about this the last time we had him on here on the show, he realized that he wasn't helping people by writing traffic tickets, and he realized at that point that he just couldn't do it anymore. And he told the woman that he was about to give a ticket to, just have a nice day, you know, and he walked away from it. And I admire people like that, who realizing what they're a part of, realizing the overall purpose of something, they're not, you know, they take a stand on principle. And the number of people that just go along today just because it's comfortable or for whatever reason they don't want to make waves, it's a lot easier to do that, but it's a lot harder to stand on principle, and we need more principled people today. Sheriff Mack has a number of books out, and you can get his book information at sheriffmack.com. He has the County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which talks about the role of the sheriff. This needs to be in the hands of every single American and every single sheriff, and you can get that information on his website as well. And there's a lot of other books that he has up there as well, The Naked Spy and From My Cold Dead Fingers. And anyway, Sheriff Richard Mack, thank you so much for being back with us on Govern America.
Well, thanks for having me, Darren. It's good to be with you. I'm actually in Yuma, Arizona, for a Tea Party rally today, the Colorado River Tea Party rally this afternoon.
Oh, cool.
So if any of your listeners are in the Yuma, Arizona area, it'll be at 1:30 today at the City Hall.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Be nice to have a really nice turnout there. Yeah, you're very busy. Actually, you do a lot of traveling, I guess, and so I really appreciate you being with us here on the show on Saturday, because I know you said that Saturdays are really hard for you. But there's a number of different things to talk about today, and I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, you said you're in Arizona. Well, that, you know, that's very germane to the whole border issue as well. You know, we have states like Alabama right now. I know Arizona passed their law as well, which are trying to do something about the illegal migration into this country. And then in the meantime, you have Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano coming right out and saying the federal government's not going to help the states enforce the border. You know, I've been calling for the states to do this, and the states are finally starting to come online and make their own laws, and the federal government seems to be fighting them every step of the way. Did you ever think that you would get to a point in your life where you would see this just absolutely blatant, in-your-face animosity that the federal government has? I mean, it's like the mask has been taken off, and they're now very blatantly not even pretending anymore to be against the American people, against this country and our national sovereignty, and against any sustaining of the American way of life.
Well, it is that, not only is the Obama administration against national sovereignty, they're against individual sovereignty and state sovereignty as well. And that is no more apparent than the lawsuit that he has filed against Arizona, which basically says this. We know that we're supposed to protect the border, but we're not going to because nobody else has. Clinton didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. I'm not doing it. But we're certainly not going to allow you to do it. And so, it's very remarkable that we actually have about 33 states suing the federal government over the issue of state nullification issues. Primary issue among those is Obamacare. But the state sovereignty issue that has come up with illegal immigration has been very remarkable as well. And we're actually trying to get the federal government to comply with their constitutional duty, which is in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, that they are supposed to protect our borders from invasion. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that after 15 million people have crossed into America illegally, I would think you could qualify that as an invasion.
Oh, no question about it. Well, I guess the question is, can we expect the states to be able to get anywhere when they file in federal court against the federal government. You know.
Well, that's one of the issues I have always maintained is a little bit not just counterproductive, but a conflict of interest, because these same judges and lawyers and personnel that work in the federal court, they get their salaries and their pensions from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is, the deck is stacked against you. And when I sued the Clinton administration on the Brady Bill, I pretty much felt the same way. I didn't think we really had much of a chance to go into federal court and win, even though it's exactly what we ended up doing. And as you mentioned, a lot of those books are about
mm-hmm.
my fight with the federal government. And there is a solution to all of this, and that's what my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, portrays. It portrays the solution. The solution, my good friend, is not in Washington, D.C., and you have got to find the solution, and you've got to focus on the solution, and the solution really is state sovereignty. You have got to have local officials, not just governors, not just your state legislature, but you have got to have city councils, mayors, county commissioners, and absolutely, without question, this will not happen without local police, especially sheriffs, being on board the freedom train and put their oath of office first, and the protection and rights of the people and liberty of the people first. If
mm-hmm.
we don't have that, then we're never going to win this. It's never going to happen. There is no political solution in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is too corrupt, too bought and paid for, and you're not going to fix a government that has justified a $15 trillion debt, which is probably 4 or 5 times more than that, actually.
Yeah.
But they admit to putting us into debt $15 trillion. The entire wealth of the country is $20 trillion, so we're 75% of everything we own in this country is all debt. We actually have now the government of the United States and President Obama actually borrowing money from China so that we can continue to give foreign aid to countries like Egypt and Greece and Argentina and El Salvador and other third world countries, literally dozens of them. We borrow money from China so that we can give foreign aid to other socialistic and communist countries that 80% of the time vote against us in the United Nations.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of lunacy is that? And yet we still have Americans bowing down to the federal government, acting like they know what they're doing, and this is the most inept socialistic regime in American history. And I'm going to tell you, I'll make a prediction right now. We're actually going to reelect this Barack Obama guy.
You really believe so, huh?
I'm so sorry to say that, and I'm begging and praying that I'm wrong.
Well, you know,
I really believe it.
The problem I see is even if Obama doesn't get reelected, I mean, he's just a sock puppet anyway. Whoever gets in there, I can't see anybody getting in there that's really going to make any other difference better than he would. You know, I think he's just following orders. That's just my opinion.
I think you're right on two premises there. I think one, he just does what the globalists tell him to do, and I think the globalists got him in the first place, and I think the globalists got Bush in and Clinton in. And, in fact, I wonder when we really did have some independent president in the White House. I can't remember when the last time it was.
Mm-hmm.
However, the other premise that you're absolutely correct on is that there's no way to fix it. I don't care who got in. I don't care if it was Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich. They're not going to be able to fix the horrible problem of Washington, D.C. politics and of a $15 trillion debt.
Yeah, so the first challenge to fixing our problem is realizing what directions not to pursue, you know, realizing what the real problem is. Hey, we got to take a break here. Let's continue this on the other side, folks. So we'll be back in a moment with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Richard Mack. His website, once again, is richardmack.com. That's M-A-C-K, richardmack.com. Sheriff Mack. I apologize. That's why I should be writing things down. Thank you so much. SheriffMack.com. Check out his website and his books. And we're talking about border issues. We're talking about the role of the sheriff. And, you know, Sheriff Mack, I'm gratified. I'm grateful that you stress the importance of state and local government control, the importance of people to be active on a local level, and that's really the. I sound like a broken record. I feel like on this program many times when I keep repeating that this is the only way to get it back. Even controlling this giant behemoth called the federal government, you know, we can go through the states and utilize state legislative. Members, you know, people who are legislators, and have them go to Washington, D.C., and represent us in our nation's capital and place pressure there because their voices have a lot more weight than if you just call the number or write a letter, you know, because they have a lot more clout than maybe we would as individuals. But this idea of the sheriff, how would you suggest that people go to the local sheriff's office and approach their sheriff with this information?
Well, that's really a good question. I get a lot of people asking me the same thing all across the country, and the key tool for that is just taking my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. He may already have it. You can ask him, hey, do you already have the book from Sheriff Mack? And if he says yes, and say, well, we'd really like to know what you thought of it. Did you read it yet? And if he says no, then say, hey, we want to give you a chance to read it, and we want to get back with you because we really love this book, and we think that it has a tremendous thesis to it, that at the local level we can erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Now, that's actually a quote from James Madison. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose. That's the intent. That's that principle epitomizes what the 10th Amendment is all about. And in my Supreme Court ruling, you can also get those on my website. It's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, and it's just a little booklet that highlights the primary points of the Mack Prince versus U.S. decision. It is an extremely powerful state sovereignty decision, and in it, Scalia says that the federal government is not our boss. And it says it over and over. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot even issue directives to us requiring us to do certain things. They can't do that. But, yes, the states can go along willingly and unwittingly. We have for a long time because the federal government always promised us money. And so erecting barriers.
That's very important, the money aspect, because you have these grant dollars flowing into local police departments, and I guess sheriff departments as well. They bribe them to get them to go along, don't they?
Yes, and Scalia, who wrote the decision on this case, actually talks about that, and he even brings up a point where it says these aren't necessarily mandates to the states. Rather, they are simply conditions upon which federal grants are allotted. And so that's really where we have made the mistake in the states and in sheriff's offices and police departments across this country, is that we continue to take money from the federal government. And we acquiesce and go along with the strings attached to those grants. And the Brady Bill was actually the first time in U.S. history that unfunded mandates from Washington, D.C. took on a completely different personality. And that's what the book talks about, and that's what my entire message is, that this time the federal government said, you will do what we say. This is the mandate. We passed the law. So if we pass the law, you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the law was that the sheriff would be required to use his resources, his department, his personnel, and his budget to comply with the federal mandate of conducting background checks on criminal and mental history background checks on everybody in our county who wished to purchase a handgun. So, yes, this was a federal gun control scheme that modified the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968. And then, to top it off, not only was there no contract or no negotiation, no input from the sheriffs, the federal government just came and said, this is what you will do. We will commandeer your office. We'll commandeer the office of sheriff for federal bidding. And if you don't like it, you're subject to federal arrest. Seriously. Mm. And that's all in there. And everybody needs to see this because this epitomizes how arrogant and out of control our federal government is. And so if we continue to take the money from Washington without realizing, where in the world do you think Washington, D.C. gets the money in the first place? They get it from us when they're not borrowing it from communist countries.
Yeah.
And right now, our government, for every dollar it spends, it borrows 43 cents. All of that, that's every dollar. We are nearly putting 50% of every dollar we spend back into the debt coffers.
Yeah, it's insane. And, you know, and even worse than just borrowing money from communist China, we're recruiting them to come here now. You know, we have our governors meeting with them. They had meetings here in Utah, and they have meetings going on a week or two ago over there in China. The provincial leaders are being teamed up with our governors. Hey, stay with us. We're bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack. His website, once again, is sheriffmack.com, and he is in Yuma, Arizona right now. So you folks, if you're in the Yuma, Arizona area, anywhere around there, we encourage you to attend the Tea Party meeting that's going to be taking place. I think you said 1:30 Arizona time?
Yeah, 1:30 Arizona time at the City Hall. And we'll be outside, but it's going to be a beautiful day today. So come on out and stand with us for freedom today. And we're only about two and a half hours from San Diego. So anybody in the Southern California area or Southwest Arizona, come on out. It should be a great day to stand for liberty.
Yeah, very good. You know, Sheriff Mack, you know, we were talking earlier about the grant money that's flowing into the police departments, into the sheriff departments, and how this grant money really compromises the ability of these departments to be able to really act as peace officers and to really do right by the people. You know, they're adopting more and more. We're seeing our country really morph from what has been a constitutional republic in the past to actually become something more of of a communist or fascist police state. And, you know, nowhere do we see that more than, you know, the Transportation Security Administration. We have Viper teams now evidently operating on American highways. They're setting up checkpoints at the way stations and different places on the highway. You know, this is really frightening. You know, when we've seen these draconian tactics take place at the airport, I made the prediction on this program that, you know, make no mistake about it, it's going to be coming to the roadways. It's going to be coming to the bus stations. You know, they got the naked body scanners at the airport. And I think eventually they're going to be having these things at the malls and what have you as well. I mean, this thing is advancing, and so this is why your message is so important, and it's why people need and have to get active if they're going to maintain any semblance of freedom in a free country for their children. Agree?
Yeah, absolutely. That is correct. And it's just like the premise of the book points out. If you have a local sheriff and local peace officers who know and understand their constitutional oath of office, then they would be obligated, and they are obligated, to protect you and me and local citizens from the incursions and abuses of the federal government or the state government. Doesn't matter where it comes from. If it's an abuse, it's an abuse. So really what our police officers and peace officers and sheriffs and deputies and chiefs have all sworn to do was literally become guards of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to rely on that. I find it extremely appalling, and you even touched on it at the beginning of the show, when I changed from being a by-the-numbers jerk cop to a constitutional guard or a guard of the Constitution. That's exactly what we need. That kind of transformation is what we need today. For peace officers and sheriffs to stand up after the sheriff is elected or after the officer graduates from the academy and raise their right arm and swear an oath, a sacred solemn oath, to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of the state wherein they work, and then the very next day or the very next minute completely ignore it and simply comply with whatever order their sergeant gives them or with whatever statute the state has put forth. I find that so absolutely amazing that we ignore the oath of office that we have taken and that we cannot even take our jobs. We cannot become a peace officer. We cannot become a sheriff without first swearing that oath. And that oath is actually required by the Constitution itself, if you'll read Article 6. And last paragraph of Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. The Founding Fathers actually required that each of us in government at every level, it doesn't matter what branch of government we work in, we have all sworn the same sacred oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And the Founding Fathers put that in there as an ultimate check and balance on the protection of liberty for the individual. State sovereignty is there to protect the rights of the individual. And we have probably four or five different Supreme Court cases now that all maintain that principle that the federal government is not our boss. That was portrayed in the U.S. Or New York versus U.S. case. We have the Mack Prince case, mine. We have the Lopez decision. And most recently, Bond, B-O-N-D, Bond versus U.S., which just came out in June, that all stand for the principle of state sovereignty, that we are not subject to federal direction, that the federal government is not our boss, and that it is our duty, just as Madison expressed it, that it's our duty to erect barriers against the encroachments of the federal government and the national authority. And so can anybody please call in and tell me what is it that is more important that your sheriff or local officials could be doing for you other than standing for liberty? What program, what measures can they take that supersede the protection of liberty? I really am still waiting to hear that one.
Yeah, and folks, you're welcome to join in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack, and his book County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And certainly, we have no shortage of things that need to be done in that front. You know, I think about all of the cases today of police brutality. You know, we're hearing more and more about people being beaten on the sides of roads. And, you know, we got all these Occupy, fill-in-the-blank protesters going on all around the country. And you're seeing cases of police brutality there that are being reported in the media. And, you know, I wonder, Sheriff Mack, if something has changed with regard to recruitment for police. Is it just the fact that we've got grant money and that's being utilized in such a way to change the departments, or do we have something else going on as far as the type of cops that are being drawn into these police departments? You have any thoughts on that? It seems like they've moved away. They certainly have moved away from the peace officer idea to the more of the policy enforcement or the baton wielding or taser wielding cop who just is there to force compliance. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was actually writing an article about that very issue just recently. I haven't finished it yet, but it's an extremely valid point. And I don't think it's necessarily the type of individual, and it might have something to do with the type of individual, the robocop type person. Mm-hmm. But no matter what kind of individual they are, once they get to the academy, they are trained to be soldiers. Police academies are very militaristic. It's yes, sir, no, sir. The sergeant gets in their face and trains these people to become very militant in the application of enforcing the law. And they are trained that it's kind of them against us, and everybody's a possible suspect, everybody's a possible murderer, everybody's going after you. And the police safety tactics that are taught are based on the premise that no matter what, you make sure you go home at night. And I think, I want our cops to be safe, and I don't want any of them getting hurt. But I think the most important thing that police can be trained in is first, do no harm. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this in the protest in New York City, where the cops made the situation worse, not better. And now we've seen it in Oakland. And I think we've seen it across the country and absolutely nationwide, not just with this Occupy Wall Street movement, but with any other type of police enforcement and police tactics that put the officer safety first, that we care nothing about the freedom of the individual, that we arrest people for simply, now we've actually been doing this, we arrest people for filming police officers in public.
Yeah.
You know, once you put that uniform on and you're out in the public, you can be filmed all you want. I can film anybody else that's in public. I can take my camera out there and film people on the golf course or walking downtown into Walmart or going to get a haircut. If it's in public, I can film it. But police officers are now arresting people for filming them in public and what they are doing. And we have police officers all across this country participating in the wholesale distribution of traffic tickets. And we have these photo radar tickets and red light radar tickets, or red light photo tickets, I should say. And
yeah, the absolute epitome of tyranny, by the way.
It is. It's just revenue generation. And it's what I term in my other book, the proper role of law enforcement, which I highly recommend as well. That I term ticket writing, this one of my Sheriff Mackisms, ticket writing in this country is simply taxation through citation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've turned our police officers into doing, is being revenue generators and revenue collectors through the issuance of these ridiculous traffic tickets. And not only that, but we work vicariously, if not even more directly, for the insurance companies who lobbied for these stupid laws in the first place. And so the insurance companies now are part of the ticket process. They get, for some reason, a private company gains immediate access to all traffic tickets, they raise our insurance rates accordingly, which, by the way, is required by law that each of us obtain through our state legislative laws.
That's right.
So do you see the perpetuity there?
Yeah, absolutely.
The government and the insurance companies working together to make sure your insurance rates go up because we issue all these tickets.
Yeah, it's just like so many other things with corporations working with the government, and, you know, they suck more and more off of the host, and ultimately, I don't know how much more they can suck off the host until they kill the host, you know, because the American people are just about sucked dry. I hate to say it that way, but that's just the way I see it. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Folks, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we get to the caller, we have an off-air caller asking if Sheriff Mack can comment on Blackwater and other methods of training cops early in their lives, like at junior colleges. Can he also comment on the typical mindset of the average police officer when it comes to today? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think the Blackwater training is as widespread as most people think. Even the accepting of federal monies is not as widespread as most people think. I think you'll see it. Yes, it's there. I'm not going to question that. The entire 8 years that I was sheriff, though, I didn't get offered very much money from Washington, D.C. The $100,000 cop program that Bill Clinton started, yes, that was offered to us. I turned it down. I never took grants from the federal government. It is something we need to be concerned about, but Blackwater training is not it. But the mentality is still there, and the cops are trained to be abusive, to use their tasers and their nightsticks and all the other equipment they have. If you give boys toys, they're going to play with them, and that's all there is to it. And that's what cops do with these things. I mean, you know, if they have a flashlight on their belt, they're going to use it. If they have a taser on their belt, they're going to use it. And I've been really taken aback by the amount of training and amount of toys and equipment that cops are offered these days that really are abused. And what we really have is a profound dearth of principle training to our law enforcement. And that's why I am going around the country training officers in the ethical application of our oath of office. And we have to train people in the principles of American ideals, train our law enforcement in the issues of patriotism and American idealism, because I believe that if you put the right information in front of the right people, they'll do the right thing. I think we have a lot of good peace officers and a lot of good sheriffs in this country. They just haven't seen the light yet. The switch has not been turned on for them yet, and that's what I'm trying to do. I believe there really is hope for America, but it's at the local level. Through your sheriff, it's through your local peace officers who finally realize, as I did, that being an officer of the state or of the police state is something we don't want to do, that we actually want to serve and protect our people, and the best way we serve our people is to protect their Constitution. And so if we can get those two things established, enlighten these officers that what they've been trained to do in the past is wrong and immoral. And yes, I'm not against all tickets, but they have to be righteous, they have to be proper, and there has to be a victim. And just this wholesale distribution of radar tickets where we just point the gun and pull the trigger and go write the ticket and collect the thousands of dollars, we bring in $7 billion a year on traffic tickets alone. And I believe it's just radar tickets alone, not counting all the others, but radar tickets are the most. And speeding is not even the number one cause of accident, but it is the number one reason we write tickets. And so yeah, None of it fits. It's just improper, and it's abusive government, and that's what I'm after.
Maybe the departments need alternative sources of funding then to compensate or make up for the funding that they're getting from the tickets. I mean, is it that necessary to have all this revenue, or is it just
It isn't, but the thing of it is, we would need fewer cops if we didn't spend so much time on these ridiculous programs in the first place. And I'll tell you quite honestly, Most police departments will tell you, oh, man, we need more officers. Oh, we're shorthanded and we're understaffed. Most of that's a bunch of baloney. And, you know, we could cut back big time, especially with Highway Patrol and other agencies.
All right, let's go ahead and take John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff Mack.
Good morning.
I talked to Darren earlier today, told him what had happened here in Nashville Thursday afternoon in order to, I guess, fight the Occupy Wall Street. The state of Tennessee passed a law imposing a 9 p.m. curfew at the legislative plaza. They arrested 60 people last night for violating the curfew. I wanted
okay,
to get
hey,
your
John,
take.
Before you pose your question, let me hold you over the break because we do have a few-minute break here. We'll be
okay.
back at the final segment of this hour. Next hour, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us. This is Government America visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Day one, God smiled, gave us all the wisdom of a newborn child. But by the time...
In the interest of time, we're visiting with Sheriff Richard Mack. And his website, once again, is sheriffmack.com. And John in Tennessee, you were just about to say about the curfew that was imposed there in Tennessee as a result.
Right.
Go ahead.
I wanted to get his take on it, but before he gives it, I just want to offer a little bit of suggestion. I ran into a married couple that were actually captain and a major in the Air National Guard. And I asked them, you know, I'm out spoken, so I asked them if they had ever read the Constitution, and they admitted that they had not read it since they were in the academy, but they had never really studied it. And I asked them to please read it and study it, because you've taken, and I did it when I was in the military, Sheriff, you take an oath to support and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, but yet they've never read it. They don't take it to heart. They don't understand the importance. In many cases, they don't understand the sacrifice to give us what we have and what we're losing so quickly. So that's my remedy, is to approach people that are, you know, have taken an oath, highway patrol, et cetera, and ask them if they've ever read the Constitution. If they tell you no, ask them to do it, because their kids are counting on them to do it right. I want to get your take on the constitutionality for the highway patrol officers here in Tennessee that arrested these 60 protesters. Whether we agree with them or not, Sheriff Mack, we've as well as for us, that we're able to peacefully assemble and protest without being hauled off to jail. So is that law, in your opinion, constitutional, that would impose a curfew at the legislative plaza, strictly and specifically to have a reason or a justification to remove protesters?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. The First Amendment does guarantee the right to peaceably assemble, and there is no exception for that. There is no limitation. Government does not get to self-appoint itself more powerful than the Constitution. The Constitution applies in every regard. And so, yes, I'm really, and I agree with you entirely. I don't care what Rosa Parks was doing back in 1955, be arrested for failure to get to the back of the bus. I don't care what these protesters are doing, as long as it's peaceful and they're not committing crimes, then that's just too bad. If their protest provides an inconvenience for police officers, that's too damn bad too. Freedom is more important than any of these other problems. And yes, there is a price to pay for freedom, and sometimes it means I'm offended, or cops might have to go out and actually do their job and protect these people's rights to protest.
So if you were in my position, you had an opportunity to talk to a highway patrol who was involved in making the arrest, what would you say to him?
I would ask him if he is aware of his oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution, and that if he has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, how is it that he fulfills that oath? Does he just follow orders, or does he protect the rights of the individual? And ask every cop in this country, if you were allowed to go back in time, knowing what we know now about fairness, equality, and constitutional rights, an American ideal, and you were called to be on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama to arrest Rosa Parks, what would you do? Most peace officers will tell you they wouldn't arrest her. Then they shouldn't be arresting these protesters in Nashville or any place else.
All right, we're out of our hour here, guys. I'm sorry to cut you off. Thanks,
yeah.
John. I appreciate it. George in Texas, hold on. Can we hold you over for one more segment, just a few minutes, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, sure. Let's go ahead.
Okay, we have one more call. I wanted to get to him. George in Texas, just hold on. We'll get to you with Sheriff Richard Mack here in hour number 3. Stay with us.
The next round.